A world ends and a new one begins. The Wright brothers take flight in this Ohio Bicentennial Minute. Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, December 17, 1903, 10:35 a.m. Orville Wright positions a 5x7 glass plate camera on a tripod. John T. Daniels actually takes the picture. He works at the nearby life-saving station. The photograph captures footprints in the sand, the last footprints before the age of flight, and shows an airplane. Orville is the pilot. He's prone on the lower wing. His brother Wilbur runs along the flight path, possibly surprised, certainly thrilled. The first flight lasts 12 seconds and covers 120 feet. There were three more flights that cold, windy day, each exceeding the previous. Short flights, a long time in the making. The Wright brothers' journey started in a bicycle shop in Dayton, Ohio, and ended successfully on North Carolina's Outer Banks. The picture that John Daniels took is today one of the treasures of the Library of Congress, and Orville and Wilbur's airplanes have changed the world.
NPR's Noah Adams is author of a book about the Wright brothers, The Flyers. This Ohio Bicentennial Minute was produced by WMUB, Miami University Public Radio. More information about Ohio's history is online at WMUB.org.